No one in Athens had the slightest doubt that the great king was personally resolved upon the destruction of their democracy. When Darius had been brought the news that Sardis was burning, it was said such was his fury that the royal appetite was supposed never entirely to have recovered from the shock. Day after day, it was rumoured, year after year, every time that Darius sat down at his table to eat, a servant would whisper softly into his ear, "Master, remember the Athenians." A no mean feat, of course, for a previously obscure people on the very edge of the world to be mentioned daily within the inner sanctum of Persepolis. The Athenians, even as they made their flesh creep by imagining themselves singled out for the great king's vengeance, could also feel a certain shiver of desperate pride at the idea. Indeed, the fact that Darius had signally failed to come sweeping across Asia against them suggested that they might just possibly be flattering themselves. Certainly, the true scale of the great king's empire and the demands upon his attention were utterly beyond the comprehension of most Greeks. Cleomenes, informed by Aristagoras that Susa lay more than 3 months' march beyond the sea, had leapt up in startled disbelief. And yet, east of Susa, the great king's dominions took a further 3 months to cross in turn. It would have been small comfort for the Athenians as they awaited their hour of doom, but teaching them a lesson was not the only, nor even the most pressing of Darius's concerns. But that is not to say it was of no concern at all. The great king's memory was capacious, and his reach global. Not a crisis on a far distant border, but he would be kept closely informed of it. Staggering as the distances within his dominion were, so was the ingenuity with which his servants worked to shrink them. No one could fail to be dazzled by the speed of the Persians' communications. Fire beacons, flaring from lookout to lookout, might keep the great king abreast of an incident almost as it brewed. In the more mountainous regions of the empire, and particularly in Persia itself, where the valleys offered excellent acoustics, more detailed information might be brought by oral relay. The Persians, schooled in the arts of breath control and the effective use of their lungs, were well known to have the loudest voices in the world. Many a message, echoing from cliffs and ravines, had been brought within the day over terrain that a man on foot would have struggled to cover within a month. As the Persians understood to a degree never before rivaled, information was dominance. Master information and master the world.